You know, my terrible, debilitating, painful heartburn was the best thing that ever happened to me. But also, I want to show you three things that will help your heartburn. And one of these things will correct it from here on out. It started in college where I started getting this terrible burning.
I'd lie down
and this acid would just come up, driving me crazy. It was just so bad because I had to literally have all these pillows and kind of prop myself up. I started on antacids, like not just a little bit. I mean, I'm talking like popping these little antacids like all day long. But this went on for months and months. And the problem is it never corrected anything. Is this how I'm going to be spending the rest of my life, just taking pills? This forced me to think outside the box, to look at alternatives that I would never in a million years look at. Not just with heartburn, for many, many different things. If I never had this heartburn, I would never have gotten into the alternative health field. And of course, the side effects from antacids, oh my gosh, bloating, indigestion, allergies, increased infection in your stomach, depression, etc., etc. I had zero awareness over health. I mean, it was so bad. It just never even crossed my mind. And I was shopping at the discount grocery stores, putting things in my body that I would cringe now if you put it in front of me. And then, of course, that was when I was introduced to this thing called coffee. Not just a little coffee, but a tremendous amount of coffee. So I was guzzling the coffee, eating the junk foods, of course, drinking alcohol, and it caught up to me. And I think there's nothing more than pain to motivate you to reevaluate your actions and try to figure this out. The big problem with antacids is that it creates achlorhydria. It means that it depletes your stomach acids. Think about the purpose of this acid in the stomach. What does it do? Why do we have it? One, that acid is extremely acidic. You know, I'm talking like between 1 and 3. I mean, people always say like, well, you need to alkalize your body. Really? You want to alkalize your stomach? No, you don't. You want that super acidic. So if you don't have the right pH in certain parts of your body, the enzymes can't be activated. And so what happens in the stomach is that food starts breaking down with the enzymes, and then it goes into the small intestine. Then what gets triggered is an alkaline substance from the pancreas to help prevent the acid from burning a hole through your small intestine. And bile from your liver also is released from the liver into the gallbladder and then in the small intestine. That's alkaline as well. So that's going to alkalize it. Now, there's a whole different set of enzymes that are released when you change the pH to alkaline. So it's really, really important that we have these correct stages of things that happen in our digestion. Heartburn is not really too much acid. Heartburn is a valve problem, and you're getting this acid that's going up through the valve, and it's kind of like right here, okay, and a little bit higher up right through in here. That's where you're going to feel it. Now, if you assume that your problem is too much acid, then it makes sense to take antacids because that's getting rid of this acid. But if you know the truth about what's really going on, you have a valve problem. The valve is just not closing. And one of the things that keeps that valve nice and tight and closed is the acidity in your stomach. That is the missing piece of the puzzle that I wish I would have known back when I had this problem. Because my direction was getting rid of the acid, not doing the reverse. Now, there's three simple things to do to fix this problem, okay? So let's just start with number three, and then we'll work backwards. Number three is you must increase and add more acid to your stomach. What's going to happen if you do that is you're going to trigger a little sensor on that valve on the top of the stomach to close. And that's instantly going to make you feel better. You can start doing apple cider vinegar and betaine hydrochloride. Take maybe 4 to 5 before a meal. I mean, people have to realize that there's a lot more going on than just heartburn when you have heartburn. The pancreas is not being triggered appropriately to release its enzymes. The liver is not getting triggered correctly to release bile. So you're going to find a lot of undigested food that gets stuck in the small intestine and then creating all sorts of problems from that point down. And food is just filled with microbes. You're going to end up with microbes in the small intestine, and that could actually start to breed and develop and ferment. All right, let's go to number two, and then we'll go to number one, the most important one. Number two, there's a couple key nutrients that are required to build up stomach acids. So find a good electrolyte powder for the potassium, get a trace mineral supplement for zinc, and then also just make sure you have enough sea salt. Now, of course, when I had this heartburn, what was I eating? All processed foods. I was just depleting nutrients left and right. The most important nutrient that you need to correct this problem on a permanent basis is, are you ready for this? Thiamine, B1. Why? When you're deficient in thiamine, especially I was because I was eating all these carbs, what happens is the stomach cannot produce acid. You deprive the autonomic nervous system, which is directly controlling the valves of the body, like that valve on the top of the stomach. If you don't have enough B1, you can have all sorts of problems with the digestion. Everything moves slowly through the system. You don't digest. Finding a natural B1 source is going to ultimately correct your problem. One last thing, if you find that you take this acid, okay, like from apple cider vinegar or betaine hydrochloride, and you get burning, that means you might have either gastritis, like a inflamed lining of the stomach, or an ulcer, in which case you can't do any more acids. You can't do betaine hydrochloride at this level. We have to heal the stomach first.